This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Japan today declared a coronavirus emergency in parts of the country, while British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remained hospitalized with COVID-19, and U.S. officials looked for signs the outbreak might be starting to slow in some of the nation's hardest-hit regions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his decision to enact a state of emergency in Tokyo and six other prefectures was based on a need to protect people amid a situation that is gravely affecting lives and the economy. The month-long measure allows for officials to call on people to stay home and comes coupled with a government stimulus package worth about $1 trillion. UK Prime Minister Johnson was hospitalized Sunday after his symptoms persisted while he was in isolation. His office said Monday his condition deteriorated and that he was moved to the intensive care unit but not placed on a respirator. Britain has seen a spike in its coronavirus toll, reporting 600 deaths Sunday and 400 more on Monday. China, on the other hand, is reporting a massive milestone today. It claims no new deaths as a result of the new coronavirus. Mainland China also reported a drop in new cases after closing its borders to virtually all foreigners. In the central city of Wuhan, once the epicenter of the outbreak, lockdown measures are finally easing. It's due to allow people to leave the city via road, rail, and air tomorrow. Wuhan has reportedly had only two new confirmed cases in the last 14 days. The U.S. has experienced about 11,000 deaths, making it the country with the third highest official death tally behind only Italy and Spain. More than 40% of the U.S. deaths have been in the state of New York and the majority in New York City. The state's Governor Andrew Cuomo reported a potential sign of progress, however. This is VOA News.